This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
And this is The Selkie.
There's a monster in my podcast.
This thing's fucking weird.
Beat it off with a Selkie stick.
It is. Look at it. Look at its weird little butt, man. I can't handle this thing's tiny butt.
Hey, what's between those legs?
I don't know, but like, there's lots of implication that like I'd want to know. Like, yeah. Whoever wrote this is a big fan of these things.
And,
like,
they certainly are. And so, going to Wikipedia, this is a thing. It's not in my Borges book, but like it is something from like Celtic myth. You know, like the Quetzith or whatever. It's like they're one of their versions of mermaids, right? You know, so it's a fairly fleshed out kind of thing. So they would have taken that and, you know, made it into a monster, right? Hey, these are shape-shifting seals that even in their seal form have some human aspect, namely webbed hands that are just like regular ass hands, and then, you know, legs instead of the joint tail.
Yeah. Yep. Two legs and something between those legs.
Yep.
Something in that butt. And it's me up in it. They turn into humans, go on shore to get information or treasures, you know, or whatever. And they're always like strikingly beautiful.
Yeah.
And weirdly enough, like it's very unlike the Monsters Manual to not answer the question of what happens if you fuck one. Don't you think that, like, didn't you expect that? Like, you know, oh, they reproduce by like going on land and seducing sailors, or like, you know, half human, half Selkie hybrids are impossible or something, you know, line about like, you spend all this time like building up like how much it's like, listen, if the seal turns into a person to try to get like give you a pearl in exchange for a map, like you are going to get tight front and you're going to want it, you know,
yeah, like you're going to like trip and stumble and then boom inside. Like it's just going to happen. You know,
you're going to try to seduce it. You know, you're going to want to like it's going to be like, you know, excuse me, human, would you trade this pearl for the location of the underwater necromancer? And your only response is going to be like, what kind of band you like? You like Seal? You know,
sorry, I'm going to call a foul. That's a yellow card on Butterfield.
And then they're going to give him a kiss from Rose on the Gray.
Okay.
Which I mean, the fleshy patch between their like whatever.
The Rose on the Gray.
Yeah. This is what it's like if you get a little crazy, you know?
So it's funny, like the contrast, because I don't think of seals as being particularly, let's say, beautiful or graceful creatures.
No. That's the thing too, like somebody was just like, man, like they're so beautiful, you know, because they're not, like they're real dorks, like the noise a seal makes.
Uh-huh.
Get out of here. Like that is one of nature's dorkiest sounds.
Yeah. Like YouTube videos of baby seals are obviously adorable because they're just little, they're little fuzz flanges. But then like watching a grown-up seal try to move on land, I understand they're graceful in water. That's not motility. That's not anything that they're doing.
No, it's how I like move around on the bed, like if I like I'm sick or something and like I left my water on the other the other nightstand, like you know, that's very much a thing that you do. And they're very similar to sea lions again. So it's like, this is what we have instead of sea lions, since they replaced them with those cat mermaids
right
last time. And they're very similar to walruses. Like this whole family of like weird sea dogs is very funny to me, because they run a real gamut, like of like the seal, which is not very graceful, but by far the most graceful and beautiful. So I guess like judging on a curve.
Yeah.
Then sea lions, which are like dorkier and clumsier. And then the walrus, which is like king fucking, like, you know, king hop, you know, king struggles to move. You know,
Gary, look who's coming. Guess who you forgot? I'm a manatee.
Get on a high-speed train.
There's manatees. Like, we totally forgot about manatees.
Yeah, like, that whole family, there's just, like, a gamut of, like, you know, shades of how graceful you can be. And then, I guess, like, culminating with the apex graceful, the Selkie.
Yeah, the Selkie. And even then, they have to basically become human. And I love the phrasing for this. They lobby to they lobby heavily whenever local overworld or environmental issues threaten Selkie existence.
That's very funny. So, like there is like a Selkie lobby to like Faerun's Congress. Also, the ones who spend a lot of time on land grow an affection for accessories of the land and can be easily spotted, which I just assume that when they're underwater, they have little top hats. You can tell that's a fancy Selkie.
Yeah.
You know, and that's one that knows the ways of man and is more likely to, like, you know, go to the dance with you.
Yeah. Show you the rose on the gray. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.